Albayan Radio presents a short biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, presented by Sheikh Arshad Khan.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you to the 8th lesson to the new series entitled A Short Biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this lesson, we will learn about the beginning of a revelation. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 40 years old, Allah chose him with his honor and commissioned him as a prophet. Jibreel came to him while he was in the cave of Hira, a mountain in Mecca. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained in Mecca for 13 years. It has also been said that he remained there for 15 years, and other scholars say that he remained there for 10 years. But the first view, 13 years, is the most correct view. He used to pray in the direction of Bayt al-Maqdis in Jerusalem while he was in Mecca, and he never turned his back to the Kaaba. Rather, he would stand so that the Kaaba was in front of him. He also prayed towards Bayt al-Maqdis for 16 or 17 months after he arrived in Medina. The age of 40 is the completion of manhood, full strength, character and intellect. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah number 46, verse number 15, till when he attains full strength and reaches 40 years. Many of the scholars have mentioned that all of the prophets received a revelation upon reaching 40. The revelation began for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by seeing truthful dreams for 6 months. For the first 6 months, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would see dreams which were truthful. Each time he had a dream, it would occur in reality just as he had dreamt it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in Sahih al-Bukhari, a righteous dream is one of 46 parts of prophecy. He received a revelation for 23 years, and he first saw truthful dreams for 6 months. Since truthful dreams are part of revelation, they are included in the total time span he received the revelation. All of this was to prepare our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam so he would not be surprised when he saw the angel for the first time. Jibreel came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was worshipping. As we mentioned, Allah perfected his intellect just as he perfected his physical appearance. And from the completion of his intellect was that he hated to go near where pagans worshipped idols. Thus Allah made isolation beloved to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would go out and isolate himself perhaps an entire month. His worship was reflection and pondering. He was naturally inclined towards knowing he has a creator, a king, one who controls the affairs of the universe, one who deserves to be worshipped alone without partners. Just as the creator had created the universe alone without partners, provides for the creation alone without partners, arranges the affairs of the universe alone without partners, he also deserves to be worshipped alone without partners. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not know about the book or Iman. He did not know how to worship Allah the Exalted. For this reason, he loved to worship Allah alone. Thus, he would stay up late, pondering, reflecting, and he would do this for weeks at a time before leaving for worship. He would perform tawaf around the Kaaba, and upon returning, he would perform tawaf around the Kaaba and then go to his family. Once, while he was in the cave, Jibreel came to him. Jibreel, the archangel, came to him as a man, in the image of a man. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his head, and there was a man, i.e. Jibreel, in the form of a man in front of him. Jibreel squeezed him tightly, and Allah has described Jibreel as very strong. He squeezed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam 3 times, each time saying to him, read. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded by saying, I cannot read. The last time Jibreel said to him, read. In the name of your Lord, who has created all that exists, he created man from a clot. Read, and your Lord is the most generous. He is the one who taught by the pen. He taught man that which he knew not. These were the first few verses sent down to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he went to his wife Khadija, saying, "Cover me, cover me." He remained in Mecca for 13 years. It has also been said that he remained there for 10 or 15 years. It is correct. Is it correct for someone to go to the cave of Hira nowadays and to sit there and to worship Allah? Or this is something which is not prescribed in our Sharia? This would only be prescribed if there was a prophet coming after the Prophet Muhammad. Meaning, if you think that you are the next prophet and that Jibreel alayhi salam would come down to you with revelation, but Jibreel will not come again, and there is no prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so going to the cave of Hira is not permissible. It is not permissible for the people performing Hajj or Umrah or other visitors to visit the cave of Hira. After Jibreel came to the prophet in the cave, he never returned there. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never returned to the cave of Hira after Jibreel came to him and he became a prophet. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was searching for how to worship Allah, and Allah showed him how and sent the Quran upon him. So after this, he had no need to isolate himself, and it has not been documented that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or any of the 120,000 companions of his ever went to this cave afterwards. And all good, brothers and sisters, lies in the following of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there's no good in any action that has not been done by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or his companions. As for his duration in Mecca, then he stayed there for 13 years preaching Islam, preaching to the aqeedah, to the correct aqeedah. And according to the most correct opinion of the scholars, only one branch of faith was sent down to him before the migration, and this was that nothing has the right to be worshipped except Allah. Then he was taken to the heavens, and the five daily prayers were made an obligation. In the beginning, he faced the holy house in Jerusalem. He would face Bayt al-Maqdis during the prayer without putting his back towards the Kaaba. When he prayed, he would face north. This is to stand between the corner holding the black stone and the Yemeni corner. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he faced north because Bayt al-Maqdis is north of Mecca. So he would place the Kaaba between himself and Bayt al-Maqdis in Jerusalem. This was the action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did not want to place the Kaaba to his back. And this was the action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the direction of the prayer was towards Bayt al-Maqdis. But as for now, all praises belong to Allah. The Muslims face the Kaaba for their five daily prayers and others. He also prayed towards Jerusalem for 16 or 17 months after he migrated to the city of Medina. This was until Allah changed the direction of the Qibla. Allah says in the Quran in Surah number 2 verse 144, "So turn your face in the direction of Al-Masjid al-Haram, which is in Mecca." This occurred during the month of Rajab, 16 or 17 months after the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina. After this day, all the Muslims faced the direction of the Kaaba. This is the conclusion of the 8th lesson. Please join us for lesson number 9, in which we'll talk about the migration to Medina.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.